Sonnet to Elizabeth by Mary Stuart.
A longing haunts my spirit day and night, bitter and sweet, torments my aching heart. 'Twixt doubt and fear it holds its wayward part, and while it lingers, rest and peace take flight. Dear sister, if these lines too boldly speak of my fond wish to see you, 'tis for this that I repine and sin in bitterness, if still denied the favor that I seek. Ah, I have seen a ship freed from control on the high seas, outside a friendly port, and what was peaceful change to woe and pain. E'en so am I, a lonely, trembling soul, fearing not you, but to be made the sport of fate that bursts the closest, strongest chain.
The Doubt of Future Foes by Queen Elizabeth I. The doubt of future foes exiles my present joy, and wit me warns to shun such snares as threaten mine annoy. For falsehood now doth flow, and subjects' faith doth ebb, which should not be if reason ruled or wisdom weaved the web. But clouds of joys untried do cloak aspiring minds, which turn to rain of late repent by changed course of winds. The top of hope supposed, the root upreared shall be, and fruitless all their grafted guile, as shortly ye shall see. The dazzled eyes with pride which great ambition blinds shall be unsealed by worthy wights whose foresight falsehood finds. The daughter of debate the discord eye doth sow shall reap no gain where former rule still peace hath taught to know. No foreign banished wight shall anchor in this port. Our realm brooks not seditious sects. Let them elsewhere resort. My rusty sword through rest shall first his edge employ to pull their tops that seek such change or gape for future joy.
Poem composed on the morning of her execution and sent to the most Christian king, my brother and ancient ally, by Mary Stuart. My Lord and my God, I have hoped in thee. O Jesu, sweet Savior, now liberate me. I have languished for thee in afflictions and chains through long years of anguish and bodily pains. Adoring, imploring, on humbly bowed knee, I crave of thy mercy. Now liberate me.